Concerning the Bayis Sheni, it is very important to know a little bit of the history. Really, I should have spoken about it earlier in the Shiurim, but we're going to talk about it today. When it came to Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech made the plans with the Eibishter. It was all set up exactly how it was supposed to be. And Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon according to the blueprint that was designed by David HaMelech. After Churban Bayis Rishon, the Yidin were in Golos, in Bavel with Nebuchadnezzar. And the Navi at the time was Yechezkel. And all of a sudden, Yechezkel has a Nevuah. And in this Nevuah, the Eibishter comes to him, and the Eibishter tells him, I want to share with you how I want my future Beis HaMikdash to look like. These are the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav actually tells us of a conversation that took place between the Navi Yechezkel and the Eibishter. A conversation that's not recorded in the Nevi'im, but it is recorded in the Medrash. It says that when the Eibishter tells Yechezkel that I want to share with you the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, Yechezkel got very upset. You know, it's something like someone gets an injury, but then there's something called pouring salt on an open wound. So the Yechezkel screamed to the Eibishter, and he said, wait a minute, it's bad enough that we're in Golos. Now you're going to tell us about the Beis HaMikdash, the measurements. Take us out of Golos. When you take us out of Golos, so give us the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. We can't bear to think about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash while we are all in Golos. Seemingly a richtige taina, seemingly a justifiable complaint. But the Eibishter got very serious with him. And the Eibishter told him, I don't understand. Because Yidin are in Golos, nobody should be building my house. My house should remain empty. There should be no builders building my home. And the Eibishter revealed to Yechezkel something fascinating. And that is, Godel Kriyasa Betoira Kivinyana. That when Yidin learn the halachis and the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash and learn the Nevi'im that speak about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's like they are actually building the Beis HaMikdash. And he continues, Leicha Mor Lahem, go tell the Bnei Yisrael that they should get involved in learning the Tzuras HaBayis Batoira, the measurements and the design and the form of the Beis HaMikdash, the way it is in the Torah, and in the reward and the schar of the reading of these psukim, ani male aleihem kiloim oiskim bebinyan abayis, says the Eibishter, I'm going to consider it like they're building the Beis HaMikdash. So Yidin got very excited, and that's, by the way, one of the sources that the Rebbe brings down about the importance of learning about the Beis HaMikdash, especially in the 3 weeks, to learn the Hilchos Beis HaBchira and the Rambam. But either way, when it came time to actually build the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, after the got permission from the Melech Kodesh, the Yovesh, came the problem that Yechezkel was very hard to decipher. What the Eibishter was saying in those psukim was very difficult to build a Beis HaMikdash with that information. So they understood right away that the Eibishter's Nevuah to Yechezkel obviously was not going to be on a Bayis Sheni. It must be that there's going to be a future Beis HaMikdash which is going to fit with the Nevuah and Yechezkel. But the question is, so how should they build this intermediary home? How should they build the Bayis Sheni? Should they build it based on the Nevuah of Yechezkel? Or should they build it based on Bayis Rishon? What should be the foundation? How should they design Bayis Sheni? It was a big question. So the Rambam tells us that they made a decision, the Yidin with the Novi Ezra. It says like this, that the Bayis Rishon was designed by built by Shlomo HaMelech, is explained in the Sefer Melachim. The third Beis HaMikdash, it's in the Novi Yecheskel, but it's not very clear the exact design. What is the Novi referring to? So therefore, the Anshei Bayis Sheni, when they built the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra, they built it based, but no, they built it kibinyan shloima, which was similar in form to the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash built by Shloima Melech, umein dvarim amfurashim biyecheskel, and they incorporated in the building the parts that they understood from the design, from the prophecy of Yecheskel. This that was clear, this what they understood, this that they were able to put together, so they incorporated sort of parts based on the formation of Bayis Rishon, with inspiration of Bayis Shlishi, with whatever they can pick up from the Novi Yecheskel. And that's the design that they did. The hardest thing that they actually had was finding the makom of the Mizbeach. Because the place of the Mizbeach, the Rambam tells us, is Mikoymai Mechuvon B'Yoyser. It's a very, very exact place, because we know Adam Rishon was there, and Noyach, and the Akedah. There were very, very many events that took place, Dafke, in that part of the Har HaBayis. So the Mokem HaMizbeach is Mamish Mechuvin, is an exact place. So therefore, three Nevi'im had to be there with them, and one told them where the Mokem HaMizbeach is built, and one gave them Eidos on the measurements of the Mizbeach, and one gave them the reassurance that you're allowed to bring karbonis on that Mizbeach, even though the actual Beis HaMikdash was not fully built. But they had to have the Nevi'im giving the exact places, the exact place of the Mizbeach. So we see that the Bayis Sheni has in it parts of Bayis Rishon, as well as inspiration from Yecheskel of Bayis Shlishi.